and other hearings in New York City. The 9/11 Commission is looking into emergency response failures on the morning of the attacks at the World Trade Center. The star witness, former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand has been watching the hearings. Madeline?
Hi, Alex. Well, you could describe it as basically a love fest. Commissioner after commissioner heaped praise on Giuliani, saying his performance on 9/11 and the days after was heroic. And they asked polite questions about what the city could have done better. Quite a difference, Alex, from yesterday when one commissioner said the city's disaster response plans were, quote, not worthy of the Boy Scouts, let alone this great city. Today, Giuliani said the commissioners shouldn't look to assign blame. They should look to prevent future attacks, and they should remember that there's a common enemy.
We had great unity after September 11, 2001. I remember driving up West Street with President Bush and Governor Pataki, and our spirits were low. And as we drove up West Street was lined with 20,000 people holding American flags, telling the president they loved him and they were together as New Yorkers. I did note for the president that none of the people had voted for him. Or me. Or Governor Pataki. But that's the point. They were all united as Americans because we understood who our enemy was. Our enemy is not each other. Catastrophic emergencies and attacks have acts of great heroism attached to them. They have acts of ingenious creativity attached to them, and they have mistakes that happen. Hopefully this commission will assess that correctly with compassion and with understanding, and then the next one will be done a little bit better. But the next one, unfortunately, is probably going to be a mix of exactly those same things. Acts of great heroism, many, many creative and brilliant things done, and some terrible mistakes that were made. Because when human beings are put under this condition, that's what happens. So our anger should clearly be directed, and the blame should clearly be directed at one source and one source alone. The terrorists who killed our loved ones. For each other, there really should be compassion, understanding, and support, because we're all suffering.
Alex, about 90 minutes into Giuliani's testimony, some family members of the victims had had enough, and they demanded more pointed questions about what went wrong that morning when police and firefighters responded to the attacks.
Wasting time at this point, which should be used for questions. Please.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
It's
Mayor.
I think, Senator, that record
was absolutely extraordinary.
And when you undergo the losses, it creates. It's very understandable.
Madeline, it sounds like these hearings were just full of. Passion and just extraordinary moments here.
Very emotional outbursts. One of the men who spoke out was actually escorted out of the hearing room. But, you know, it was a place for family members to listen and to get some of their questions and issues addressed. Mayor Giuliani, he resumed his testimony, and he did emerge with his reputation as one of the heroes of that day of 9/11, relatively unscathed.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand. Thanks very much, Madeline.